Gabriel here. It is Thursday, February 12th, 2026, and things are going pretty well. I've been really continuing on, trying my hardest to really break and stay below the 300 mark, which is proving certainly more stubborn than I had hoped. But I am, I guess, a happy warrior in the sense that I am very optimistic that I will continue to push into the 200s and continue to make progress. And a lot of that has to do with some of my non-scale victories that have taken place over the last little bit. Today, honestly, is a day where a lot of things have come together. I'm definitely doing a lot better this morning. I did some meal prep. I made myself breakfast burritos, which was a bit of a dicey thing. Getting back into meal prep is kind of reminding me that some of my higher yield cooking skills could certainly use more practice. I definitely was feeling a little rushed, so some corners were cut and things didn't turn out as perfectly as I had imagined, but ultimately it's good practice. And that led me to really think about some of the interesting things I've been reflecting on about this whole weight loss process in general. The other non-scale victory I had actually today is actually a pretty big one. I actually feel the need that I really should, I don't know, shout this from the rooftops or something equivalent. And it's gonna sound kind of weird, but it's the first time I've looked at myself in the mirror and smiled without a hint of irony. And I feel like it's hard to kind of explain why this is a big deal. Maybe, you know, most people with some kind of body image issue are gonna intuitively understand it very well, but for me, it's kind of a shock to really think about how long it's been since I've looked at myself in the mirror for anything more than a quick accidental glance. I have spent so long avoiding looking at my own reflection that truthfully, this whole process of becoming familiar with looking at myself, and not in like a, you know, gazing all day kind of way, but just in the sense that it's like, this is a conscious choice. I am deliberately choosing to look at myself in the mirror and not avoiding it. And so that was a very subtle shift. First, it would start with me walking down, you know, by a store, and there'd be glass, and I would see a reflection in the mirror. And it's the kind of thing that now that I'm at the point where I'm lower than I have been in quite some time, it's easier to kind of like let that sit and not panic and avoid seeing myself. And it really shows me how uncomfortable I was with my own reflection for so damn long, honestly. And so today, it really wasn't a big deal. It really wasn't anything super crazy or dramatic, but yeah, it was just, you know, in the washroom, and I was washing my hands, and I looked at myself in the mirror, and I had a nice little smile. Like, nothing crazy, nothing like super dramatic. No, like, oh my God, I conquered everything. Like, no, it was nice. And actually made me feel pretty good. And so that's really the big, everything's kind of coming together, is that even though, yeah, the weight loss hasn't been going perfectly lately, I haven't absolutely crushed the 290s in the way I would hope, but the good news is, and what I'm very happy to report, when I was having that moment, I was kind of thinking, I'm like, I should make the best of this. You know, I've got this runway from where I am now to the end of this weight loss journey, and this isn't really something I want to do over a ton of times. And so I really do need to think about how I can get the most out of it. And I'm realizing, and when I recorded my latest video where I talked about how I'm honestly thinking I'm going to be nostalgic for this period of time where I'm able to, you know, accomplish something so huge, so transformational. I'm certainly never going to change my body this much ever again. I mean, hopefully not. And so that kind of led me to realize that, hey, maybe I don't need to wait to feel good about this. Maybe I can really focus on, you know, not just losing the rest of the weight, but having fun while doing it. And I'll admit, I certainly know that dieting is a very difficult and arduous thing to do, especially for long periods of time. But what I'm really thinking about nowadays, what I'm really reflecting on, is that I think I do need to be a bit more of a happy warrior when it comes to this process. I think that really one of the things holding me back is that, kind of like I've said before many times, I'm really not excited enough for the opportunity I have here. And so what I'm really trying to share is that this is not me just saying this out loud because I want it to be true. It's because I'm realizing that when it comes to this whole process, I have two choices. I can either just care about what the scale says, let that be the judge, you know, hanging over me every day and judge my self-worth accordingly, or I can figure out a different way to feel good about everything I'm going to have to go through to make this happen. And so one of the key, you know, foundations of this is that I realized at the start of this that self-hatred is not very good fuel for me. You know, frustration and defeatism is something that I honestly do really struggle with languishing in. I do, you know, really have this problem where if I'm feeling like, you know, ashamed of, oh no, I didn't eat great yesterday, it's like, it's really easy to get stuck in that negative cycle. And lately, I can definitely say there has been a bit of a negative feedback loop of, you know, certain stressors making things more difficult. And then I feel bad about not being able to, what I'm trying to do on top of that. And then I, you know, feel worse in turn. And then that leads me to the familiar crutch of, oh, I'm feeling bad, I'm gonna eat more. And it was an interesting realization that, while I have done, honestly, a phenomenal job at limiting the damage from that, I'm realizing that my emotional binge eating is nowhere near as disastrous as it used to be. The truth of the matter is that impulse is not gone. And I think a lot of this has to do with the fact that I have not really put together positive coping strategies. I'm realizing that exercising is fun, but there's really only so much I can do. If I walk for too long, my ankles get very upset with me, especially my left heel. If I, you know, try to work out too intensely, I'll be sore the following days. There's a lot that happens, and I think I'm realizing that I still definitely am limited by the fact that I am around 300 pounds, and that has a toll that I am becoming more familiar with as I'm trying to push myself. And so I'm realizing I can't count all the eggs from the exercise basket when it comes to stress relief. I need to, you know, broaden that out. You know, one of the New Year's resolutions I had for this year was low stimulation activities, but oh my goodness, I have absolutely, you know, let myself down in that regard, unless you count, you know, domestic things like cooking, which I'm very glad I did today, and other related activities, those kinds of things. I have definitely been upping my domestic engineering game, although I have certainly a long way to go on that front. So in really thinking about all this, I'm realizing that not only do I have the opportunity to do this, I do also have an opportunity to find joy in this. And I'm realizing the only way that's really gonna happen is if I really do build up a bigger idea of health, which is why I talked about in the past about how there is this understanding of health that is something you can just withdraw from and borrow against, which is kind of not very, which is a difficult situation to be in. But I'm also thinking about, if I imagine health as something I'm trying to build up, something I'm trying to, you know, kind of refine and, you know, blossom in many different ways, I really do need to figure out ways to remind myself that this can be a fun thing. It can be fun to figure out how to do these things rather than create this like toxic shame spiral of, oh no, I haven't, you know, done everything perfectly, therefore X, Y, and Z, you know. And so I'm trying to be more excited about this. And in fact, it's been working, because I have been spending more time cooking for myself. I have been thinking about this whole process more, thinking about what I want out of it. And I guess in many ways, that's what leads me to realize it's like, hey, I want to be able to move well. I want to be able to go fast. You know, going fast is pretty much the goal this year of, I want to bike. I want to try other things, especially as I get down further. I'm really optimistic about all this. I honestly do think that in the best case scenario, if I can absolutely make a fool of myself by putting more pressure on future Gabriel, I definitely think springtime is going to be when I can hit the ground running. And I've let myself down before saying that, actually. I was certainly very excited to hit the ground running last summer. And truthfully, it didn't really pan out that way, because what happened was I was still in the mid 400s, if I remember correctly. And I was like, oh, I'm going to do so much this summer. It's going to be so great. But then, while it was nice to walk around outside, I was pushing myself too hard. I was trying to do these multi-hour long walks rather than, say, going for half an hour every couple of hours. You know, not breaking it up was certainly a mistake, especially given the amount of time I had at that back then. Man, it is so easy for me to go back and, you know, kind of judge my previous self who had more available time. I'm like, you should have done this differently. And of course, I know what it was like to be just trying to function at all. I know what it was like to struggle to, you know, make those walks happen at all. That, you know, nickel and diming myself about, oh, well, you should have done things differently feels like ultimately silly and counterproductive, especially because I can't go back and change it. But that's leading me to think about where I'm at now. And yeah, there are certainly suboptimal ways I'm using the time and resources I have available now. I'm mostly just realizing that with everything I have learned up until this point, I do think I am at the point where this will be the summer where I get to experience a bit of that. And I'm very excited, honestly, because I really do think this summer will be the time where I'll be able to go fast and get all the benefits of, you know, actually having a positive outlet to relieve stress. I'll be able to go on bike rides. I'll be able to, like, be outside in the sun and, you know, really just appreciate that for what it is. And I think because of how hard won a victory that will have been, maybe the appreciation will come a whole lot easier. But what I'm really fighting with now, what I'm really trying to focus on, is how can I joyfully embrace these struggles, this whole process I'm going under? How do I actually celebrate the fact that, yeah, this is hard, but it being hard doesn't mean it has to be miserable? Because in many ways, I am phenomenally lucky that this is a situation I'm in. I'm sure there are a lot of people, you know, 300 pounds being like, wow, I just wish I had a chance to change it. And the fact of the matter is, even though I'm busier than I've been for at least half a decade now, the good news is I am in pretty much the best situation possible to make this happen. It is definitely all up to me at this point, and that's something I should be, you know, more, I really should be more excited about. I really should be more happy about. And one of the ways I think I need to really dive into this, as hard as it is I think I need to take more progress photos. I think I need to take videos, which truthfully, I haven't been sharing progress photos or videos that consistently. It's usually like when I wait a couple of months till I see the difference myself, because man, I am like super critical when it comes to this. Near the end of last year, I had honestly stopped taking progress photos at all. And I think it's because weight loss started to slow. And there's a couple of reasons for that, but I'm excited to kind of push hard again. And so I'm thinking I will be able to continue to move the number in the right direction, but I'm realizing I should be more comfortable with taking stock of where I am, whether or not I'm actually progressing. I should stop treating tracking, you know, progress as a reward, and I should really see it as kind of touching base with it. And so one of the things I had hoped I would have done by now, but truthfully I haven't, and so I'm saying this in hopes that I will have done it by the time I publish this, is that I really would like to take measurements. I really would like to be at the point where I'm providing at least myself a way of tracking progress beyond just the scale. And I'm really looking forward to really celebrating and getting excited about the body changes that really are going to start happening, you know. But this does represent an excellent opportunity for me to make the best of this process. I'm excited to be outdoors. I'm excited to share, you know, how nice that is for me on some level. I'm definitely looking forward to being able to get out there. But I do wish I had done a better job keeping things under control over this last little bit. And so this is something I'm certainly trying to correct. And I think in many ways, I'm doing a bit of an experiment moving forward where I really do want to see how much I can enjoy getting to where I want to be. And I think that's going to require mental recalibration that I think I have already begun to be somewhat successful at. Over this last week, I had really tried spending a lot of time just thinking about all this, thinking about what I'm trying to accomplish, thinking about what this is going to need me to do. And I think that one of the reasons it's been so hard to break through this level is just the fact that it's not easy to do things that are unprecedented. You know, it's been so long since I've been a healthy weight. I have become so adapted to certain routines and systems that even though I've lost a lot of weight, ultimately there are some common threads that I'm realizing I'm going to have to really wrestle with some of these coping mechanisms. I'm going to have to really wrestle with, you know, these kind of like mental frameworks and these mental, well, honestly, just mental barriers that are blocking me from moving forward. And I'm realizing that it is going to cost me being willing to kind of push myself in ways I haven't in a really long time. Because getting to this point was hard, but truthfully, undoing the, you know, COVID era damage didn't really feel like this big radical transformation. It felt like, oh, I'm just trying to go back to normal. But now that I'm at what feels normal, trying to push somewhere new does feel alien. It does feel like I need to change to rise to the occasion. And part of this is that I'm thinking that the mindsets that I, you know, certainly had on the way up, the mental frameworks, the things that kind of like brought me to the point that I was at, there are roots of those that haven't really been dug up, that haven't really been challenged, that haven't really been put under scrutiny. And it's a hard process. It's a hard process to look at myself and be like, hey, you know, to this day, I actually lack positive stress relief methods, you know, when it comes to this. It's like so much of it has been self-destructive, and eating was, you know, the central focus of all of that. And so I'm trying to think that not only do I need to value my own health and value trying to bring myself to be even healthier, but I'm also thinking that, like, since I'm going to be doing this anyways, I should figure out how to make it fun, how to make it enjoyable. And when I mean like fun and enjoyable, I don't mean by like gamifying the heck out of it. To be honest, I don't think the thing I really need is an app. It's like, oh, you lost this much, you're doing this well. Like, I don't actually think that's it. But hey, maybe that's a cool thing to make. Like, I'm not knocking the idea of some kind of fancy tool. But specifically, when it comes to enjoying this process, I think part of it is I have to let go of the anger, the, you know, resentment, I guess, over being this big. I think it is very easy to, you know, have a chip on one shoulder about, oh, this is so hard and, you know, it's so difficult, but I'm really excited to do what I can to change this into where I would like to be. And the truth of the matter is that there are parts of this process that are fun. Like, all of the skills that I have learned to get to this point, whether it's cooking for myself, whether it's trying to organize meals, whether it's trying to get better at sleep, whether it's trying to become more active, whether it's trying to become stronger, all of those things in isolation can be fun. You know, it can be fun to cook. It can be fun to plan things out and figure out what you want. It can be, fun to kind of, you know, immerse yourself in the future you're trying to build. Like, all of those things on their own can be pretty enjoyable. So why is it so hard? Why is it so grueling? And I think one of the things that can make it really grueling is if you're doing something that I have done, honestly, this entire way, all the way up until this point, I was kind of valuing myself in how much weight I could lose in a given period of time. And that's why this year I'm like, I'm not going to give myself a weight loss target for the year. I'm not going to give myself, you know, a target for the week. Now, to be fair, yes, things have slowed. Yes, things have kind of gone off the rails in some regards. So I still need to like firm things up to ensure I'm going in the right direction. But the more I think about it, I think I need to really double down on enjoying doing the things that are helping me in this process, which goes back to one of the things that I think was really important for this year, which is I want to be more process focused than results focused. And yeah, I'll admit the results certainly haven't been terribly forthcoming over the last little bit, but really what I've been trying to do is I've been trying to figure out, how do I endure? How do I continue to make the right health decisions when things are difficult and challenging? Because that really has been the challenge of the last little bit. It has been very difficult to lose weight when I feel stressed out, when I feel honestly terrorized by many different things that are out there, which are bigger picture than the scope of this particular recording. But the thing is I'm realizing that maybe one opportunity I have is to not, you know, find joy in losing more weight. Because again, that's more like results oriented thinking. It's like, I need to make the things I'm trying to do to succeed fun and the goal in themselves. And maybe, you know, taking care of my health can be something I do to relax. Maybe I can really, you know, wrap it all into a nice little self-care bow is kind of what I'm thinking about. And believe me, I don't have all this figured out. I'm certainly not going to attach a blog post to this. And it's like, oh, here's how to weight loss fun. Because truthfully, I have no idea if this is an even achievable thing. I'm actually worried that, you know, even saying this out loud is peak hubris and proof I have completely lost my mind, and that, you know, it is absolute insanity that I am considering this at all. But again, I have chosen to go down this path. I have chosen that I am going to need to continue to push as hard as I can sustainably, while I'm still figuring out what that is, and have a good time while doing it. How can I actually have fun changing? And I actually think one of the things that is making a huge difference on that front is the fact that the first priority, you know, the first New Year's resolution for this year was to connect with people deeper. And I am very happy to report that that is going well. Although, oh my goodness, I really underestimated how hard that would actually be. As a former extrovert, I fully expected that interacting with human beings again, especially ones I care about, on a regular basis, on a deeper level, would be something that would recharge me in the way it used to. But unfortunately, after many years of self-imposed and then externally imposed and accelerated self-isolation, I really do notice that the benefits of socializing that used to feel so natural are very far away right now. It is shocking to me how stressful even the simplest of interactions can be now that I am trying to undo those layers of hiding, those layers, the self-isolation that happened clearly at many different levels. And that's something I certainly have a very concrete understanding of, is the fact that not only can you be physically, you know, absent, but you can also be absent emotionally and mentally while interacting with people. And trying to, you know, undo all those aspects of absence is very, very challenging. I'm throwing myself in the thick of it. And I honestly do think in many ways that is part of what has got some of the weight loss off the rails. Though to be fair, it was not that long ago that I did break below 300. So it's not like everything's a complete disaster. I just really do need to hold steady and push a little bit harder while not being too hard on myself. And I think I finally understand what not being too hard on oneself actually means. This is going to sound strange as somebody who's been told by many people over and over to not be so hard on myself. As somebody who struggles with that, I think I've kind of figured out, if you are too hard on yourself, here's how you change it. At least in the way I'm trying to think of it now. Because for me personally, being hard on myself comes naturally. It comes so naturally to be so harsh, to be so critical. And ironically, it's not like it helps. It's not like, oh, I was extra critical of myself and I was extra good. You know, that's not really how it works out. And so I'm realizing a lot of it has to do with the focus. Am I focusing on what I'm doing wrong, or am I focusing on what I'm doing well? And the really fine line I want to straddle moving forward is I want to take that self-criticism, the, oh, I did this thing wrong today, and really, as carefully as I can, you know, hold on to that. Say I eat a meal that I wasn't, you know, really, that wasn't part of the plan. I'm like, oh, I made salmon again, or oh, I had egg sandwiches that I didn't really intend to in that moment. Maybe instead of dwelling on the negative aspects of that, is, oh, this is what I'm doing that is so deviant from what I want to be doing. Maybe I need to focus on really seeing that as an opportunity to get better. Maybe it's more, I still have this pattern where it's like I am feeling stressed out, and so I am still reaching for food. Why aren't I reaching towards other things? Why aren't I able to endure that feeling as much? And so I think to truly push below where I'm at, to truly break into a completely different body shape, I very clearly do need to change how my mind works, how I approach these situations. And I'm thinking that a more constructive approach is required. And this is not to say it's the only way to do it. I have met many people who very clearly can attain certain physiques through some pretty harsh methods. Certainly not methods I have the stomach for. But that's kind of what I'm realizing, is that what works for me is probably radically different than what works for other people. And it's becoming made so clear to me, because the way I'm kind of like understanding this is that everybody has different lives. Everybody has different situations. But more importantly, let's just focus on the mental front. Everybody has a completely different environment in their mind. And this is a hard thing for me to realize, because I spent much of my life under the like mind fallacy. I honestly assumed that not only did everybody, you know, think the same way I did, but they had the same responses, which is certainly couldn't be far from the truth. And so anyways, I'm beginning to notice that certain habits kind of go along together. And so the way I kind of think of this is the fact that one of the things I'm definitely going to need to fix over the course of this year, or in general moving forward, is sleep. I have always had a troubled relationship with sleep for as long as I can remember. And I can really go into the nitty-gritty details of it, but the gist of it is that I really do enjoy staying up late. This is something that, honestly, I feel, you know, is fun. It's nice to work on different things. But I am realizing that, especially lately, that sleep at the proper times does have real benefits, at least personally, organizationally. Like, there's a lot of like knock-on benefits to being on a regular sleep schedule. Now, I know there was a period of time where I worked nights, and that worked reasonably well, but I was also ordering in food all the time. So I certainly reinforced many negative bad habits while working nights, and that was certainly a very negative feedback loop. But my point is that depending on one's mental, emotional, life circumstances, the way I kind of see it is that certain habits or advice or solutions, you know, have a certain shape, and that shape may not fit in their life at the current time. Now, maybe some things are so important. For instance, Gabriel really struggles with tracking calories. I really, really do. I got to this point pretty much winging it as far as calories are concerned, which, hey, I guess is pretty impressive I've got this far, but it's clear to continue to move forward, a certain level of precision that I haven't currently mastered is required. And so in the concept of how different habits fit together within the tapestry of a life, currently, tracking calories consistently, costs a lot. So I would say it's a block that has, you know, takes up a lot of space and maybe has some jagged patterns. And so you're trying to fit that into the life. And for me, currently, I don't have a space in my mental, emotional situation big enough for that. Now, the thing is like everything else, you can change. Things can change. I could really work hard at trying to clear up the mental and emotional space to make that a priority. Maybe I could decide that tracking calories and macros consistently is the only thing I need to worry about over the next little bit, and I make that the top priority. I won't eat anything unless it hits my calories. Now, the problem is when I do that, I'm like, oh, well, this thing's an exception. Oh, I won't track, you know, that apple. I won't track that. And then eventually it very quickly defeats the purpose of the entire exercise, because tracking does require you to track in totality. Exceptions defeat the entire purpose of the exercise. But I actually had a very helpful conversation with one of the trainers at my gym, actually, where she kind of pointed out that one of the things you can do if you're like many of us who aren't particularly great at tracking, and I was talking about this in the context of like, well, I'm trying to cook for myself more, and that also makes tracking more complicated, is she said, well, why not simplify your diet? Why not just have, you know, the same thing over and over again? So it's not like you're tracking every single day. You're just having something very consistent and it's predictable and you can plan around that. And I'm thinking that maybe part of the way of making my situation easier is that I will pre-allocate instead of tracking. That's one strategy. But I guess to broaden this towards other habits in general, what I realize is that not only does that habit or solution or strategy, whatever it is, have a certain shape that may or may not fit in the context of your life, maybe if you negotiate the parameters of that strategy, you can change the shape of that peg to maybe make it more able to fix in your life. And what I'm realizing is that for myself, because consistent sleep at the right times for me has been such a big challenge, that is something that certainly, I will say, makes it harder to fit with certain blocks. For instance, if I was really gung-ho about waking up early and that was something I could like actually make happen on a regular basis, then morning walks wouldn't be as big a challenge. You know, many different things that are, you know, relatively easy strategies for certain people, depending on the problems they have. It's so clear to me that it's like, that is something I would like to spend time fixing because it's something that costs me in other areas. It certainly is hard when basically every day I go through this ritual of negotiating with myself how late I'm going to stay up because I have to be tired enough to go to sleep. Oh, by the way, I have tons of caffeine, which also makes this harder. And then I pretty much in the next day, it's a fight to like actually get out of bed and wake up. And it's like, this is kind of like a real practical problem that I'm realizing to continue on this process of like really pushing ahead. This feels like a high priority problem to fix for the rest of this journey. And so I am thinking that while in the past I hadn't worried too much about sleep because it's like, well, as long as I'm getting like more than the bare minimum and not too worried about the times, you know, as long as I can make it to, you know, where I need to be, everything's fine, right? But now I'm beginning to think that honestly, probably even ahead of diet, I probably should seriously consider how to improve sleep because of the ways it improves other things. And so I think I need to reprioritize it, but I'll admit, during the winter time, it's hard. I mean, I really am noticing how much I am a seasonal creature. Even going back through these recordings, I can definitely notice trends of, oh yeah, it's that season. That makes perfect sense. And even lately, I was kind of realizing how I get kind of sucked into video games during winter because I feel so horrible during the winter that I need an escape. And oddly enough, this winter, the escape did arrive. It feels like the Illuminati decided to really sabotage my personal efforts by releasing the World of Warcraft Legion Remix, which was certainly fun to play, but it definitely ate time away from things I wanted to do during that time. But the fact of the matter is I'm really negotiating with myself constantly, trying to figure out how I want to do certain things. And so, yeah, I am really thinking about the fact that no matter what our life circumstances are, no matter what our headspace looks like, no matter where we're at emotionally, I'm beginning to realize that one of the reasons advice is probably useless when given to the general public is that it's up to every person to kind of figure out how they want to fit the changes they want into their lives. And that's a much, you know, trickier process. I think that's why, you know, many people get the benefit of like individualized person-to-person coaching. I think that's why mentorship matters so much. I think that's why, you know, teaching is so much more valuable when, you know, class sizes are small. You know, all these little things have a real knock-on effect. And I'm realizing that in many ways, it is the personal touch that makes such a big difference. And to kind of tie this all into a nice little bow, it makes me really grateful that I care about the free and open web. The fact that I originally started publishing these walks on my own personal website, it was the kind of thing that my excuse to myself was, I have my own personal website with an RSS feed, and I'm just going to put it there so that if anyone is curious, it exists somewhere, but it's not pushed to anyone. But the truth is, I really have enjoyed having this space. I really have enjoyed having this opportunity to express myself throughout this process, but it certainly got harder once I realized people were listening. It's like, oh no, I am already self-censoring. I am already holding this stuff to a very different standard. And it's even weirder when I post on social media in general. Like for instance, to get back in touch with some people, I returned to Facebook, which I definitely have thoughts on I should share later. But the thing is I'm kind of realizing how different Facebook is to your own website that you update on your own pace. I honestly really do believe that the free and open web itself is very valuable and thankfully isn't dead. I'm very glad at how many people will talk about discovering my website on the darknet of all places, because I actually spend the effort to mirror my personal site to, you know, different places. And that's the funny part, is that I'm actually surprised at how many people, specifically through the hidden service, have found something as banal as my weight loss and tech freedom thoughts. Though I really should double down more on writing. I think if there's one thing I have been missing lately, is I have let my personal passion projects kind of fade as I've struggled to stay on top of things. And I do think that was a mistake. I think that cost me more than I was prepared to, and the shame of that kind of, you know, flipped things around. And so now that I am feeling more recharged, now that I am feeling excited to kind of embark on this adventure, I think I can recontextualize these things in a better way, and more importantly, take the proper rest. Like I'm thinking, if I work on, you know, resting properly, which I'm thinking probably more involves actual sleep than just trying to low stimulation activity my way into sanity, I am thinking I will be in a much better spot to accomplish all the things that I am trying to do. But of course, like anything else, there are always trade-offs. So I hope I won't feel too bad about the opportunity costs I'm going to inevitably pay throughout this year, but I can thankfully share with you that I am very excited to continue moving on. I am feeling very optimistic about the fact that I can really, really push hard, and I am excited to do more of these updates. I honestly think I have been at a loss for not doing it. I think it is important for me to share this as unfiltered as I can, now that I've like literally looked somebody in the eyes who said they've listened to it. Oh my goodness. That's a weird experience. I'm going to be honest. It's strange to have this place. It's like, nobody's going to listen to it. And you have share your unfiltered thoughts. And now it's like, you're like, well, you know, people are listening. So you still want to be as unfiltered as you can be, but that's not an easy thing to do, I can definitely say. And it's the funny thing where I'm asking myself, why? Why is it so hard to share my unfiltered thoughts, especially on this topic? You know, if I'm sticking to the topic, you know, there shouldn't be too hard to do, but there's a lot of interesting thoughts as to why that's the case. But all that to say, I'm very, very happy at how things have been going. Even though, yeah, the results haven't really been pouring in so much lately, but I have been working on some periphery objectives that I do think are important. I do think it's important to go about this in a way that is about, you know, building yourself up rather than tearing yourself down. And I've talked to a lot of people that that's a very real, concrete part of the equation. It's kind of great to be in an environment where I can talk to people who have kind of seen the dark side of some of these situations and have, you know, real experience to draw back on. And I am very grateful for the fact that in many ways I am in an environment surrounded by people who understand, you know, really understand the challenges. And it's kind of funny because they even understand better than I do, because, you know, for me, I was the crazy outlier when I was the big guy in the gym. You know, it's like I was huge. I was incomprehensibly huge to many people. But now I'm kind of entering their world. Now that I am, you know, let's just say only vaguely out of shape, and many of these people are really well put together people, they definitely seem to have a better understanding of how to get from where I am to there than, you know, for me when I was at my highest. It's like, for many people, that was a daunting situation to even comprehend. So I guess I'm glad to be at the point where I guess I'm approachable. Let's put it that way. You know, it's like my problem is no longer as foreign, as incomprehensible. I no longer feel like people don't understand me, because I am now, let's just say, more approximate to other people. And so I don't feel the same distance that I would when I was at my highest and, you know, so many basic problems were serious issues and it felt like people couldn't understand how hard it was. And so I'm very grateful to be where I'm at now. I'm very excited to continue on. And I really do think I can get a lot out of this. I think focusing on this as a learning journey has done me a lot of good. I think spending the time to reflect on this process has done me a lot of good. And I think if I can really double down on that, if I can really focus on the fact that this is an exciting thing to do, I certainly can't say it'll be fun all the time, but I am looking forward to trying to figure out how to get the most fun out of it as I continue on. So thank you so much for listening to me. I will do my best to actually get this out, because it has been hard for me to share recordings. It has been very challenging for me to speak in general lately. And so I appreciate your attention. Any feedback or questions or comments really does mean a lot, especially these days, because I could use some encouragement. Thank you so much. I hope you have an excellent one.